It's the most wonderful time of every 4 years, also known as the Summer Olympics. We break down the best of and the worst of Rio 2016. Oh, and guys, it's ladies' night. Hey, up next on Sports Weekly.
You are tuned into Black Hollywood Live, Sports Weekly.
Here's another one. Taking it back, throwback Thursday, and it's ladies' night.
It's ladies' night.
It must be Angie on the mic.
Buttercream, honey,
got the sugar, got the spice. Guys,
the
ladies are so lit because no boys allowed. You're watching Sports Weekly every Thursday night. 7 p.m. Bang this singer with.
Here's a French kiss.
Here's a French kiss. I guess I should introduce myself, Erica Renee Davis. You can find me on Snapchat, which is not loading right now, Periscope, Twitter, and on Instagram at Erica Renee D.
Hey guys, it's Raina. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raina_Ale.
What's good, everybody? I'm going to give you that real hardcore hip-hop intro. It's your girl, at Soul McCall Hall. You can find me on social media when sports and pop culture collide.
And you can follow all things Black Hollywood Live, blackhollywoodlive.com. Also, follow Black Hollywood Live on Twitter at BHL Online. And follow us on Instagram at The Sports Weekly. You know, no Josh tonight, no Dre, no Charlie.
That means no headaches.
Ladies. So basically, today is going to be Sports Weekly, the Rio edition. But before we jump into tonight's show, we definitely want to give our condolences to the ESPN family with the loss of John Saunders, the play-by-play announcer. Passed away suddenly on Wednesday morning.
Yeah,
age of 61. It's so shocking. Jamel and Mike on His and Hers that basically like broke down on air. Everyone, I mean, he was such an important part of that network. ABC, ESPN, been with them since 1986. Mm-hmm. So used to waking up to him Saturday mornings for college football, watching him give the trophies at the end of the college football year. Just a nice guy. Mm-hmm. No one had anything negative to say about him. So condolences to the ESPN, ABC, Disney family, and to his real family, of course.
Yeah, of course.
On
a much lighter note.
The Olympics Rio.
Do we have a medal count, ladies?
We do.
Okay. Is it, how updated is this medal count?
Well, it's not very. As of 2:45 today.
Okay, let's see what we got.
13 gold, 12 silver, 10 bronze.
USA.
Does that sound about right?
Who's after us?
China.
But that's about the trend. Well, you have to think about the amount of athletes.
Mm-hmm.
China always sends a lot of athletes. We always send a lot of athletes. So,
and Russia, too, normally, but half of their athletes.
Australia, I would think, as well, right? No?
Well, they're such a small... They're a big country land-wise, but population-wise, yeah. Like, the whole middle part of it is just desert.
I know we sent about, 554 athletes.
No shade to Australia. We love our Aussie brothers and sisters.
We should have brought the alcohol for ladies' night.
Right.
What, Jameson?
Wait, who said we didn't?
Oh. Right. Opening ceremonies. Let's just go for it.
Let's go.
Like, dislike, Rio 16. You're watching the Rio 16 recap, Sports Weekly. Like, dislike.
Ooh, fireworks.
You didn't like it, huh?
Well, it's an opening ceremony. I mean, my gosh, we've seen a million of them.
You're still shading.
I liked it. I mean, I don't know. We'd had a similar opening ceremony when I played for Samoa. So it was cool to like walk around and everything, but just to see everybody's culture. And my favorite was Tonga, because when that walked out.
He looked good.
His oil.
He looked good.
He became a social media sensation after that.
He did. The Tongan.
Represented for my Polynesian people.
Yeah. You know, McCall, I disagree. I liked the ceremony. I like the pomp and the circumstance. I like the choreography. I like the ode to culture.
Right.
I like how they highlighted the slave trade, because we know Brazil and South America was a major stop in the slave trade. But what I did not like was how they had, the commercial breaks. There were 8 commercial breaks within the first 65 minutes of the freaking opening ceremony. Like, where they do that at?
We know that that Rio's broke. They need all that advertising money.
Yeah,
we know they're broke.
That was bad.
That was too much.
And the time delay, too. I was tweeting, I tweeted something about the Parade of Nations in alphabetical order, and someone was like, really, that was 5 hours ago. I'm like, dude, West Coast problems.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
that
so.
That was bad.
Yeah.
That was really bad on NBC's part.
How can you, in the age of social media, not have something like the opening ceremonies of the Olympics be live for all time zones?
I don't know how they're going to remedy that. I don't think there is a way. I think if it matters to you, I think they seem to show it live, and if it matters to the consumers, to the fans, they'll stay up late or get up early to watch
right.
it.
Right.
You know, I think it should be live for everybody at the same time.
Like the London football games. Mm-hmm. You know, like those come on like at 6 a.m. for us.
Even Premier League soccer. You have to wake up really early on Saturday mornings.
You do. You're
you know
right.
what I mean? My bays get up. I'm like, where are you going? Go on to watch soccer.
Some football.
I'm supposed to be cuddling.
Football.
Go for it, y'all. I mean, I don't know. Let's jump around. Do like, what do y'all?
So, this is what I didn't like.
What?
I didn't like Giselle, but I just don't like Giselle.
I don't like Giselle either.
You don't like her?
I don't like Giselle.
I like Giselle.
She runs her mouth too much. And in this very setting, in this Olympic opening ceremony, she's walking, she's looking pretty. That's what she needs to be doing all the time.
She walked like 5 miles, too. Like, that was the longest walk ever.
But that's what she's supposed to be doing. Is walking, looking pretty, but I don't want to hear her mouth. But because she runs her mouth so much, I was not able to appreciate what she does great.
Well,
let's be pretty.
You don't want her to run. See, so let's say this. I don't think she's particularly pretty. I really don't.
You gotta give her a little credit. She cleans up.
I don't think
she's gorgeous. I don't know.
I don't think she. Now listen, I'm being super hypercritical. I don't think she's unattractive. But I think she
features like something's not
there. She's just not. I wouldn't see her on the street like, oh, she's pretty. Like she's not. She's not
drop dead gorgeous.
She's not to me. I mean, she's a model, but she's not particularly pretty to me.
What was a pretty model to you, like Victoria's Secret wise?
What's the Adriana Lima?
Oh, she's gorgeous. Yeah,
I don't know. Who else?
I think you know who I think is really pretty.
Who?
What was her name? Jessica White.
Oh yes,
she's
Jessica
really
White.
Pretty.
Who's Jessica White?
I think she's.
Is she a Victoria's Secret model?
She is a Victoria's Secret model. I think she changed her to Gypsy White or something.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Look. She's on this show called Famously Single.
I like,
which is totally so I know.
Yeah. I heard of that show, but I'm not talking about that.
Right?
But my whole thing is, why Giselle? Why Giselle
is
the opening ceremony?
She's a good Brazilian. That's her hometown.
Is she Brazilian?
Yeah, those are her stomping grounds. Literally, those are her stomping grounds.
And that's,
yeah, it's okay.
I guess that was like her last, like she's retiring.
She's retiring, yeah.
So like that was her.
From modeling.
Her and
retiring
send
from
off
what?
From modeling.
But what about talking?
Okay, well, let me ask you, so why do you not like to hear Giselle talk as she? Do you think she's stupid or uninformed
because,
or?
You know, she's married to Tom Brady.
Yeah.
And I have just noticed, anytime the Patriots have an obstacle, anytime they lose, she's running her mouth and blaming everybody else, but not her husband.
Okay.
And my whole thing is, girl, you've never even played football. I've never played football. If I were married to a man who played football, I'd shut my ass up.
See, I wouldn't. I mean,
you would be that wife that's just out talking
yeah,
on Twitter and everything?
Hell yeah. Yeah,
I feel like you would though.
Yeah,
too.
I would be.
Like knowing you as a person, you definitely would.
I would. And but my thing is like I don't talk trash about stuff on Twitter that I'm not informed about. Like if whether it's politics or sports or music, like before I voice my opinion, and I'm pretty opinionated, I make sure I do my research so I can go back and forth with the Twitter trolls and be like, well, look at this stat. Well,
right.
Here's this fact.
That's
well,
true.
This Donald Trump did this or so and so did that. You know, I make sure I can back it up. But okay.
And maybe Giselle is as intelligent as you. I doubt that she's as intelligent as you are, but I just feel like she just talks a little too much.
Hey, listen.
That's okay. Just my thing.
We don't like Giselle here. Not we, but she. She don't like Giselle. She don't like Giselle.
Tell her. You can tell her.
She
tell
don't
Tom.
Like her.
Look, tell Bill Belichick. Tell them all.
Tell
I'm
them.
Not a fan of Giselle.
Let me tell you what I'm also not a fan of some more. This time delay because, for example, we haven't even gotten the women's gymnastics final yet. And
it was tweeted.
Yeah, it's been all
like,
over the blogs.
Yeah. So wasn't 4 years ago, didn't they have like a spoiler alert thing like 4 years ago? Maybe I'm just making that up, but I feel that.
Like a blog site?
On like Yahoo. I feel that on Yahoo.
I think they still do.
Really? Well, today they definitely didn't.
I really wanted to see that live too.
Damn you, Yahoo. You know we want to be surprised.
Right? Let's talk about them. Let's talk about the gymnastics.
Simone.
Simone,
bless her heart. I love her.
Officially, she's the best gymnast in the world. She she won overall. The women's all around. The women's all around. Her scores were 15.433 on the beam, 15.933 on the floor, 15.866 on the vault, and 14.966 on the uneven.
I mean, she's just awesome. I mean, she's 4'9", and she's just jumping so high. Like, I mean, hands down, she was definitely the best.
But I mean, look at her. She's 4'9", but her calf muscles. That little girl is ripped.
She's so ripped.
She is ripped.
Like,
I had a chance to meet her at the Team USA media summit they had here in LA. It was back in like March. And I'm 6 feet tall, and I was scared. I approached her with all of the respect, okay? I came to her very humble, because she looked like she could hurt you. With that little stocky little frame.
Tiny but mighty.
Size 5 foot. Okay, this is something interesting. So I was hanging out with my guy friends at a bar, and we were watching the gymnastics events a few days ago. And they were like, yeah, man, you know, she ripped. But they were like, I wouldn't mess with her, though. I wouldn't mess with her. So, yeah.
Because she's too ripped?
Because of her, she's ripped?
Or? Yeah. I mean, first of all, these are kids. But they were saying, you know, if they were of age, that they would not be sexually attracted to gymnasts because of their body types. Thoughts, concerns, comments.
I mean, we hear this all the time. Serena Williams.
We do hear this from Serena. Yeah.
Basketball players, too. Like, them being too muscular, too ripped.
Okay.
I've heard that before.
It's a corny-ass cop-out.
So terrible. Because I feel like that just makes them intimidated. Like, oh, you're buffer than me. I don't want to date you.
That's
because
all it is.
Is that what it is, though?
I think that's exactly what it is.
Because a real man who can handle it, honey, he ain't got no problems.
None.
Okay. He ain't got no problems.
None at all.
But okay, so would you want to date a man who was 5'4", 115 pounds?
No, because I'm 5'8".
Yeah, I mean, you have set it up so that it makes sense for us.
Okay, the parallel I'm trying to draw is that my guy friends are like, oh, her neck is as big as a football player's. Oh, her shoulders are as broad as a football player. Oh, her butt looks like a man's butt who's been doing squats. So what if...
let's just say, okay.
Oh, my God.
These are my guy friends. I won't name any names, but you know who you are.
Raggedy. Raggedy. Raggedy terrible. Number one and Raggedy number
is that
two.
Is that Raggedy? Go ahead.
I think so. I mean, the main thing for me is as long as they're taller than me. That's great. Like, I mean, don't you agree with that?
I think we have to keep into consideration she's on television. Okay, the camera, you know, brings out.
Add some.
Look. I promise you, I'm a little bit more slender than what you're seeing right
so
now.
Stupid. Shut up.
But the girl is 5'9". If you're standing next to her, she's not physically bigger or more intimidating. She's 4'9". I don't know why guys are tripping about that. I think they're being ridiculous.
See, okay, I'm going to play devil's advocate. Because even though she's tiny but mighty and short, petite in the sense of being short, she still has a football player neck.
Mm-hmm.
And still has super broad shoulders. And, I mean, listen, this could go for swimmers, too, because I think swimmers' bodies...
Swimmers have great bodies.
Okay.
I love swimmer bodies.
Raina?
I mean, I can't really talk. I ain't got no shape myself.
Stop. You're being bashful. Both of you guys are snatched.
So, can't really comment on that, but do what I can.
Let's just keep it all the way 100.
What?
Please.
These guys who are like, oh, she's got a football player's neck, a football player's shoulders. She's also got football player money now.
Thank you.
So all y'all who up here talking, 20. You can't afford her. So she's going to take her broad shoulders onto the bank and carry out all that cash.
Okay.
That's all I got to say about it. Because girlfriend is rich.
She's rich. Is.
And she's, I think she's a pretty
she's
girl.
She's a very pretty girl. Very pretty face. Pretty.
So they wouldn't date her because she has whatever, broad shoulders, whatever, big neck. But she's gorgeous. I'm quoting about what y'all said.
This is what happened.
I didn't say it.
This is what happened.
They said, random one, or her friends, Dumb and Dumber, said that. But she's pretty.
She is very pretty.
You know, that cancels everything out.
And it's also the heat of competition. Let me tell you, once the games are over, she's going to take a little break. Those muscles will calm down. A little fat will get on top.
But she'll still have a football player in it.
I guess I haven't looked at the girl's neck that hard.
I didn't think it was that pronounced. You fine, girl.
No, listen. I'm just
not saying. You didn't say it.
I'm
friends.
I'm just the messenger.
Don't shoot the messenger.
Don't shoot the messenger.
Or I will shoot your friend.
Or you can shoot me. I don't care. Don't shoot me. Actually, don't shoot me.
It's ladies night. We're going to shoot anybody on ladies night.
Don't shoot.
Mess.
Allie, was it Reisman. Thank you. She's pretty damn good, too. She won the silver in the women's all-around. 15.633 on the vault. 14.866 on the beam. 14.166 on the uneven bars. And 15.433 on the floor. Her parents are funny. Her parents in the stands are funny. Have y'all been watching them in the stands?
I got a glimpse of
them. She's like, no. She's like, I haven't watched it.
I didn't catch the parents, but I'm sure they're probably cheering on her. I'll probably do the same thing if my baby is out there.
Her parents, if you, like, all these memes have been created now because her parents are, they do, like, they lean. I'm sorry, my microphone. Mm-hmm. Do that, and they cover their heads, and they like they're super like they're melodramatic in the stands. So y'all have to check their.
They're gymnast parents. I mean, to be a gymnast requires a lot of dedication from the athlete, but their parents too. And you got to think a lot of these kids are underage; they're not 18 yet.
They're babies.
So their parents have been in these gymnasiums with them, practicing, having to pick them up, you know, drop them off late. They're just excited.
And they can, it can land wrong. Did you see that? I'm not sure exactly what sport he was in, but his leg.
The French gymnast. He's a
French gymnast. Yeah. His leg popped out of a socket and it was just.
I didn't watch it.
So I heard it, but I didn't have the stomach to watch. I just couldn't do it.
I didn't watch it live, but I saw the videos.
You watched the video of that replay?
Oh, God.
Ooh, you're disgusting.
Oh, God.
This is ladies' night.
Okay. I couldn't do it.
All about Gabby. Gabby going on to another gymnast.
Let's get into it.
Gabby.
So I'm ready. Let's go.
Gabby Douglas did not qualify to compete in women's all around, and this was the title that she, this was the gold medal that she won in London in 2012. She says that she has no regrets, even though she didn't get to compete. And Simone and Allie both beat her out. And then she got criticism for not putting her hand over her heart during the national anthem. And, of course, a lot of people are outraged. And then people came back and showed pictures of dignitaries like George W. Bush and the Dream Team with Charles Barkley and Robinson and Jordan on the Dream Team where none of them had their hands on their hearts. There were a few other examples. Oh, Tom Brady. Your boy Tom Brady didn't have his hand on his... Well, Giselle's man. Sorry. So people came back and were like, okay, look, you guys are so outraged. But look at all these other people who were not outraged. Gabby, who did not put their hands over their heart. And then Gabby said... No hard feelings. I didn't mean any disrespect to the nation. Thoughts?
Leave that girl alone.
Okay.
Please.
Yeah.
Like, leave her alone.
Please.
I don't understand why everybody is trying to pinpoint everything about her. I mean, the holding her hand or whatever on her chest, but also her, we didn't talk about this, but her hair comments.
We'll talk about her hair later.
Leave her alone. Let her do her thing. Like,
it's ladies' night. Leave her alone.
Leave her alone.
Let's just really get into it, ladies.
Okay.
First of all, it's not, people are trying to say that's not patriotic. There's the Star Spangled Banner, the national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
Then there is the Pledge of Allegiance.
Mm-hmm.
The Pledge of Allegiance is the only oral pledge, American pledge, that requires you to place your hand over your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The national anthem, you can do whatever. Just take off your hat.
Take off your hat, yeah.
That's all I've ever heard.
And stand up, right?
And stand up and take off your hat.
Stand up, yeah.
I've never been to a sporting event where they say, ladies and gentlemen, please rise for the national anthem and place your hand over your heart. I've never heard that.
Okay, that's fair.
I've never heard that. I think people are trying to find something
wrong.
To pick at her about.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I think it's
aggravating.
I think perhaps it started because there was a controversy with her even being on this team because her Olympic trials performance was very lackluster, and the Caroli family basically put her on the team because they said that she could perform under pressure. So I think a lot of people felt that she didn't deserve to be there, and then people want to pick at her because of that, and then I think that Black celebrities and athletes are getting a lot of grief for not being perfect, you know. Not even celebrities and athletes. Shoot, Black people in general.
I walked down the street like, why? What are you doing? Minding my business.
Go back to the field, McCall. What are you doing walking down the street?
Right?
Let you out?
I think that because of our current social climate,
right.
With the whole Black Lives Matter thing, every time an African-American does something that isn't falling in line with everybody else, it's assumed that we're making a statement or trying to speak out. Honestly, maybe her arms were just tired.
Yeah. Well, I do want to say this. I do not think for one second that she was trying to be disrespectful to the flag.
Hey,
but
absolutely.
I do think following her, watching her teammates, I kind of think she was in a pissy mood. I kind of think her body language throughout the competition, because she didn't qualify and because she didn't play as big of a role in the team gold medal. I even noticed before they even were awarded the gold mm-hmm. that her body language was less than sportsmanlike. So mm-hmm. when I saw her, I didn't think, oh, she's not being patriotic. I thought, oh, this little, she's been a brat. She's been a poor sport.
That's a great point. And that's where, that was the only thing I said to play devil's advocate in my own head. I said, well, the other girls have their hands on their heart. And maybe they had a powwow and said, we're going to put our hands over our heart, you guys. And she didn't do it. That's the only thing I thought, like, well, did they all agree to do that? But then she was the fourth out of the fifth in line. So she doesn't know what old girl's doing behind her.
But she saw
She can only see the first three.
Yeah, but she saw the first three.
Mm-hmm.
True. True.
I can see your point. I think that probably had something to do with it. Because at the end of the day, like, you are going to be emotional about that. You are going to be pissed off. You know, you're still an athlete. You're still a competitor. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I can see her kind of like just being proud about that.
I think too. She was being pouty pants, right. Honestly.
She didn't raise her fist, okay? She didn't wear a black t-shirt over her
and I don't think she realized that the camera's just right. I mean, I don't know. Like, you can tell everything. Your body, like, your face, yeah. How you hand, like, yeah. It's... Yeah, all on you.
It was reminiscent of Michaela Maroney from 2012. She like the I'm not impressed face. I think that just like Michaela was not impressed that she won the silver as opposed to winning the gold. I think Gabby was not impressed that she played a lesser role in her team's gold medal. I think
that. And I can see that. Yeah. I can understand that as an athlete, but that's another part of you that you need to like put that behind you. Yeah. You know.
True. And that's just the world of athletics. True. There's always a, what is it, change of the guardians? What's the term?
A changing of the guard?
Changing of the guards or whatever the case is. The only thing that's undefeated in the world of athletics is Father Time.
True.
Okay? You're going to have your 15 minutes. And this is to Gabby Douglas. This is to Simone. Embrace the moment while you mm-hmm. have it, because there's always going to be a younger cat that's been watching what you do.
Younger cat.
A younger cat who's going to perfect what you did mm-hmm. and be better than you. Right. It's just, it happens. It happens.
It does.
Where's Dominique Dawes?
Of the game.
We were all inspired. Hell, I'm 6 feet tall. Could never be a gymnast. And I just looked Dominique. I wanted to be like Dominique Dawes, right? She's a mom now. She's not athletic anymore.
No.
You're not always going to be as great as you once were. Feel happy you were there.
Exactly, because mm-hmm. you got put on that team. Okay.
You still got more money than us.
Right. Gabby Douglas, one more point about Gabby, is still receiving criticism for her hair.
From now, who?
From social media. And in 2012, her hair was, quote-unquote, so bad that she buckled under pressure and, you know, had a little makeover. And when she did her interview circuit after 2012 Olympics, she came back looking a little less rough. I can't even mince my words. And so...
it's late as night. We shouldn't have to.
Late as night. Yeah. Without any alcohol, believe it or not. So this year, she came back with the hair looking... a little bit rough again. And I do want to say this. I know in the black community, we put a lot of emphasis on hair. And that's a conversation we can have for hours and hours and hours. Mm-hmm. You know, hair, black hair is the cornerstone of how we view our women oftentimes.
It is.
And Gabby's hair does not look neat. Let's discuss.
She's sweating every single day.
Okay.
What do y'all lazy MFs look like after you get done sweating? Right. Oh, you don't sweat because you're not doing anything that requires anything from you. She's competing.
She is. And, like, that's just not something that you have to pick out on. Like, are you getting judged by how your hair looks?
That's what some people who are Gabby advocates are like, this is not a modeling contest.
Definitely not. It's about your sport. It's about how you perform. Like, it's not.
They're acting like Gabby Douglas is bald headed. The child, I mean, her edges may not be flourishing, but she has evidence of edges. She's competing. It's not like she's bald. It's not like she shaved half of her head and didn't try to grow it back. It's not what you guys would consider to be put together, but she's competing.
But I'm just wondering if that's something that, like, that judges, like, if that counts.
A part of the appearance.
Like, your appearance. Like, what you're wearing.
Okay.
What you have in your hair. Because sometimes, like, I don't know if you can wear a headband, if you can't wear a headband, or, like, I don't know. Like, is your appearance something that they judge?
A white judge shouldn't be telling a black girl how to wear her hair.
Well, okay, so let me say this. As a dancer, competitive dancer, my entire life... a part and a competitive baton twirler, a part of your score sheet was your appearance. Appearance. And so, yes, I had to interview. Yes, I had to dance or twirl or whatever. And yes, I was an athlete in that sense. And it wasn't about my hair, but it also was. And so, you know, again, like, I know this is a very sensitive topic in the Black community. And I know, like, a lot of my, like, natural sisters are out there going to be like, oh, she has a weave. Yes. Yes. Okay, whatever. I do what I choose. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that Gabby has to have 16-inch, you know, 8 ounces in her hair.
If she does, she paid for it.
But I am saying that...
it's ladies' night.
I have a good place to buy hair, too. It's
a really good place. We'll get the promo next week.
Oh, no, I know. For the weave place.
Can't.
Y'all. Done. I mean, Raina, you know, if y'all didn't know, Raina's not Black. So, but feel free to jump in.
Okay. Her hair is laid, so come on.
It is laid today.
Gabby's edges are a mess. Let's just put it out there. Her edges are a mess.
It's hard to maintain. Okay.
And hold on.
As far as sweating,
I work out 5 days a week, 4 days a week. And I know, like, my edges can oftentimes look compromised for what I do. I get a keratin treatment.
Oh, me too.
You get keratin treatments too? Yeah, you do what you have to do. So we're sitting on here having sometimes intellectual conversations. And it's not about our hair, but I bet you wouldn't come up here with your edges looking like Gabby Douglas's.
Well, I would use a much firmer edge taming solution. Gabby Douglas, I can send you a list of edge taming solutions. But I also will say what I've heard and what I've read, edges are also genetic. Sometimes people just have more tender edges and they're not able to grow them with the same level of intensity as others. But she has remnants of edges. She really does. When I look at her edges, I don't get disgusted.
You don't.
I look at her edges and say, "There's room for improvement."
Okay.
But in everything, there's room for improvement.
Raina,
I don't think it matters.
I'm not doing it.
I don't think it matters.
Where are edges?
Wait, she knows what edges are.
I know what edges are, but I don't think it matters. She's out. She's doing her thing.
Let's say this. Let's say her edges. Let's say her hair was as nappy. Nappy, and I can say nappy because I'm Black. But let's say her edges were as nappy, not just from here to here, but like all the way up here. And then she had like a straight, like a piece of straight hair.
Somebody needed their ass whooped on her team. Somebody on her team needed to pull her aside and say, "Girl, we're about to be on international, not national television, sweetheart. Gabby Douglas, we're going to be on international television. We cannot allow your hair to look like that." But her hair didn't look like that.
But close.
Gabby Douglas, I don't see anything wrong with your hair.
I don't think this should be a topic for her, though, internationally. I don't think people should just
talk
about
her. Can I just be honest?
What?
Once the Olympics are done, okay, yeah, whatever, 2 weeks from now,
yeah,
if Gabby Douglas's edges are not sitting down with the finest of Tancho stick in argan oil, cream of nature, then I'll be pissed. But until then, I don't care. Okay. But when you go on Oprah, lay them edges down.
Okay. DraftKings, football is your passion. Football season started tonight. NFL preseason started tonight. Ooh, you know all the players. You know all the teams. You know their strengths and you know their weaknesses. Now put all that knowledge to the test for your shot at $1 million for the top prize at DraftKings.com. It's also just a part of a bigger prize, which is a $5 million prize. They're doing a one-week contest this year. I don't know what else to tell you. Pick your contest, draft your players, follow your team live. You can renew your old rivalries by challenging your friends and your family in a private league. You can prove that you are a superior GM all on the road to winning $1 million, possibly $5 million. So go to DraftKings.com.
And guys, really quick, even better, we have a promo code for this. If you use code BSPORTS and play for free with your first deposit, you can get all the benefits we've just described. Again, that's BSPORTS. So hurry to DraftKings.com right now to choose your players, and you could seriously cash out in week one. Again, that's code BSPORTS, BSPORTS, to play for free for your share of the $5 million in total prizes in this week one contest, only at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. Again, guys, BSPORTS, DraftKings.com.
I think we should have a group on DraftKings.
Okay.
With the ladies, you know.
Ladies.
Yes.
You dated them, now you draft them.
Ooh. Okay.
That's for another episode.
Yeah, it is, actually.
The tea will be spilled.
Or not. Swimming. Speaking of hair, I think it was Katie Ledecky?
Oh, girl, yeah. She needs Rogaine.
Oh, poor.
She needs a little bit of Rogaine, but it's also because of the water. That chlorine will
it will eat
clog up your follicles.
It's not very good for you.
It's not.
It's not. And so, you know, I just want to, you know, give as much criticism to a white athlete who's having hair issues as we did to the black one. Because Katie Ledecky's hair is struggling. I think it's on this side. It's like a cow slick that goes basically to like the back of her head.
It's looking a little weak. One side looking a little weak.
But it doesn't matter.
Good thing they wear caps, though.
Yeah, well, it's, a cap isn't helping her.
The cap's probably rubbing off the hair. That's why I don't really swim, because I don't want that cap to rub off my weave.
Or your keratin treatment.
Or my care.
But yeah, there has to be some sort of mask you can put on your hair, like, just to strengthen it after. I don't know.
I think there is something you put on your hair before you can get in the chlorine to help preserve your keratin. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what that is. I need to know.
But we also have to think about it again, because I'm always thinking about the other side. You and I know. You know how much you spend on hair. Mm-hmm. I spend a small fortune on hair.
Raina spends a lot of money on hair, too.
And it is laid for the gods, honey. The color. Girls, come on, get this work.
The blowout. An hour and a half, but...
But, you know, we spend a lot of money on our hair. And it costs a lot of money for us, as we're all athletic. We all work out, but not at the level as these guys.
Right. Yes.
And these guys probably haven't hit their peak earning potential.
True.
So trying to pay their coaches and their trainers and trying to keep up hair and makeup, I mean, it's hard on any budget.
Track girls do it flawlessly.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait. They start tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I think there's a different level of demand on the hair. Swimmers, you're in that water.
True.
It's chlorine.
True.
And gymnasts,
what?
They're always slicking it back with that product. They always have to wear it in the bun. Track and field girls have more fluidity with the styles. You can do like a shortcut, you know, with track and field. You can do the Sonya Richard Ross. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, like, they have different styles they can wear. But I feel like with gymnasts, they all have to have the slick back bun. And that is constantly pulling on those edges.
Good point. That's a good point. That's okay. True. Well, we still didn't talk about swimmers.
Michael Phelps is badass.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Michael Phelps is the one.
What, 21st? 21 medals now, I think. 20 or 21?
21.
21. Yeah, probably is 21.
21. His rival, Chad Lacoste, South African swimmer who beat him in the 2012 Olympics, was looking at him. And the memes have been crazy because, like, it has been the quintessential evidence of how important it is to stay in your lane. That's been, like, my favorite one. So
stay in your lane.
Winners focus on winning. Losers focus on
winners. Lily King wags her finger at Russian competitor Yulia Efimova, who was busted for doping. Yulia was in the Russian delegation, one of the six athletes who was told they couldn't come to the Olympics in a week ago. This is because of alleged doping. In a week ago, they were like, oh, you can come. So when Lily beat her, she wagged her finger at her and was like, no, I'm not down with the dope. Say no
That's
to drugs.
Badass.
It is.
That's
it's badass, but I still would have whipped her ass. Like, you don't need to put me on blast.
The one, she would whip Lily's ass.
Yeah. Okay. Be a good sport.
No, you don't have to be a good sport. You don't have to be.
I don't think she's being a good sport by doping.
Yeah, but you know what? She made a mistake.
She knew what she was doing, though.
Let the judges wag the finger. Your peers?
You know how I feel about doping. I feel there's a place in sports for drugs.
You do.
Where is it?
I'm against it.
Wherever you need to put it so you can win.
Shout out to A-Rod.
Right?
Oh, A-Rod.
I know, A-Rod. Good night tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow is A-Rod's final game.
And LeBron just signed a $100 million contract for three years. Was there an option for the first or the second year?
I don't think so. I think it's just 3 years.
So he's going to play 3 years and he's going to retire.
No.
You don't think so? No. I think so.
I think he's retired.
That's it. Mm-hmm. That's it.
I hope not, because I want to be there for LeBron's final game, and I don't know if my money game will be right in 3 years to be
in 3 years. Well, go ahead and start saving $20 a week.
Because I have to have a courtside seat for that one.
Start saving $200 a week.
A week, yeah.
$200.
Then what am I going to do with my hair? That's my hair money.
That is your hair money. Okay.
That's my hair money.
Speaking of LeBron, he also has a bad hairline, but... the men's basketball team.
He has a headband.
He got a hair. I don't know what you call it, but they cut him in the back of his head.
Oh, that's what they did for the.
If you ever look at the back of LeBron's head, it's not for fashion. That's a hair plug scar.
Get out of here.
And then they filled him out.
Good for him. Listen, if I had that kind of money, I would take my weave and have them implant my weave into my scalp.
Let me tell you something. Don't let me fall on some real money, because I'll be snatched for the gullets.
Men's basketball.
Me and Erica would be out here killing the game.
We would be. basketball team, men's basketball team, USA, pushed to the brink by Australia, but they pulled through. Carmelo scores 31. Kyrie and KD were the only other ones to score in the final period. 88-98. Mm-hmm. That was a preview, I think, of the gold medal game. Yeah,
for sure.
And the way Australia came with all their NBA players, too.
Yeah, they have Patty Mills. They've Boga. Got Dellavedova.
Dele.
You know, that game, to me, it was the preview, but it saddens me because had the U.S. had our stars,
I know, right,
it wouldn't have been that close.
Shade to Carmelo,
I don't
too,
think
clearly.
It should have been that close anyways, because they're just playing down to the level of competition. But yeah, that's Deli, that's
Patty,
and that's Bogut. That's three guys.
Okay.
True.
Like, come on, you got subs that come in. They're not going to play the entire game.
True.
And you guys are all supposed to be all-stars, like,
Melo, KD, Kyrie.
Melo can beat Paul George.
Melo like, hit nine threes that game.
Yes,
and here's my thing. This is my thing about Melo. Because he's, you know, he's putting up numbers. He's playing good defense and all that stuff for the Olympic team. Why doesn't he do that in the regular season for the NBA? For the Knicks?
Yep. Right.
Come on, Melo.
If he comes back to the Knicks looking anything less than stellar.
I like Carmelo, though. He's been
But it's probably the level of competition. Like I said, like he's true. Playing against these countries that
like
are not
middle schoolers,
very good.
Essentially.
And then you go to the NBA, you're playing against better competition. So that's probably what it is. Like, he's just killing these little guys.
Because you take me down to North Hollywood Middle School, I'm putting up 50.
Right.
Guaranteed.
Me too. I never even played basketball. I'll do that too. one more quick thing. Women's basketball. USA, yes. Serbia.
Right, Diana Taurasi.
Ain't nobody touching them.
Okay.
Diana Taurasi, 6'3", made history. She's my favorite player of all time. Diana.
Nobody's touching them.
Nobody's at touching all.
Them. The women will coast. They'll coast.
Ladies' night. I like it when the guys aren't here.
I know, it's fun.
Only thing missing was the wine.
The wine. Well, I don't drink wine.
Jameson.
Well, something a little stronger?
Something a little stronger, yes. A lot stronger.
Well, next time we'll have
some Jameson.
Something. Put a little hair on your chest. Because okay. It's ladies' night.
Ladies' night, okay.
Hairy-chested ladies.
That's right.
With great edges. With great edges.
I think we start with great edges, right? I think we start our weekly schedule next week, Sports Weekly, because football season has started. So stay tuned to our Twitter account, and we'll let you know, BHL Online. Sports Weekly, Sports Edition, Rio Olympics 2016, Sports Weekly.
Ladies' Night.
Ladies' Night. I'm Erica Renee Davis. You can find me on Snapchat, Periscope, Twitter, and on Instagram at Erica Renee D.
And I'm Raina LA. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raina_LA.
It's been a pleasure joining you guys. It's McCall Hall. You can find me on social media when sports and pop culture collide at So McCall Hall.
And as always, follow all things Black Hollywood Live on blackhollywoodlive.com. Follow Black Hollywood Live on Twitter at BHL Online, BHL Online, and follow us on Instagram at The Sports Weekly. And I think we're going to see you next week. We'll keep you posted on Twitter. Till next time, see ya.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.